plate a potential nugget.
The other thing that struck me in the book, Sukhinder, was your you used the metaphor of finding the wave from the movie Finding Nemo. Our younger son, as a matter of random trivia, is nicknamed Nemo. His name is Nirmal. Oh. We call him Nemo at home.
That's awesome.
But I think what I found interesting was at every point in time, there's always this inside out versus outside in piece, right? One is about saying who you are, what really drives you. And that leads you to a set of choices. It's a bit like strategy, right? Is it capabilities driven or is it opportunities driven?
Yes.
What's been your reflection on this whole? Do you see a tension there, following the current versus following your heart? How have you married the two?
Well, I think you just made the perfect analogy. In strategy consulting, any five forces model would tell you to measure both, right? It's only to your point. Maybe sometimes these are in conflict, but often you're just basically rating them all and saying, like, if I had to add up the probabilities. Obviously, probabilities are maximized when we enter environments that are, you know, have momentum, and they maximize our skills and our ambitions. Yes, everybody would wish for that all the time, right? Sometimes we're faced more with choices where we really want to do this, but, you know, the indications of the macro environment are it's not the right thing to do. So I think the point is any smart risk taking involves an outside in and an inside out perspective. And if anything, I would say our failure mode in risk taking is most people tend to believe far more that risk taking is in the micro moves they make, you know, entirely. And so remember, I am a fan of micro moves and micro choices, but I think we want to be in anticipation and response, not feeling like we are like 100% of the universe is in our control. It's not. What's in our control is our anticipation and our response. Anticipation, response. So I believe in those kind of micro moves. When people are like, hey, I'm just going to out execute my way out of this problem, I'm like, oh, really? Like, you think it's all about you? Like, you think you can just, I'll tell you what, like, you know, Silicon Valley is a saying, like, when good teams meet bad markets win. You can keep trying to out execute your way out of a hurricane, it's still a hurricane. So then a micro move is not going to do you any good. You want to bolt your doors? Go ahead and try. You need to like get in your car and like literally drive 100 miles an hour and outrun the hurricane. Like no micro move is going to save you. The best thing you can do is like try and figure out when a hurricane's coming and with what force. So I think that that is the analogy I would give. I think that it's not an or, it's an and. But I think that more often I see executives believe they can out-execute their way out of anything. And I often see this in the strategy room where people will be like, well, if we just execute better, if you guys just execute better. Yeah, sometimes it's about execution. And sometimes literally it's about like, are you in the wrong market? Do you have momentum? What are the headwinds that are coming your way that you may not be able to outrun? So I think we need to have a lot of confidence in our own agency to make moves, but we need to be absolutely looking for things that increase our probabilities of success from the outside.
The parallel I use with leaders, especially in the second half of the journey, is that we need to think through where to go and how to grow. And if you get the where to go wrong, then no amount of intervention in how to grow is likely to help. To be clear about where to go, we need to really get to a good place in terms of self-awareness. And this is through reflection and through structured feedback from the people around us in the current context and from people in the past. I realize that if we get this architecture wrong, then no amount of developmental coaching is likely to help. It's a bit like Sukhinder says, you can't out-execute a bad strategy. The other piece that I've found is that leaders often get to a point and believe that they're good all-rounders. I was speaking with an entrepreneur recently who'd had a good exit from his previous venture after about a decade of building it, and he's currently evaluating various choices in terms of what next. Should it be investing? Should it be building the next venture? Should it be politics or something else? And I find that one provocation that's often helpful in these situations is looking for who inspires you and then seeing what's common to some of these people. Maybe there are some cues there in terms of what next. One of my earlier guests, Rama Bijapurkar, speaks about this in the context of the choices she made in her journey.
And so I have a friend who said to me that why don't you figure out three role models of people who you really respect. And my list of three was C.K. Prahlad, Chidambaram, and Bhimsen Joshi. Okay, I knew two of them, C.K. and Chidambaram, pretty well. I didn't know Bhimsen at all. But I then realized that all three of them were absolutely solo performers. I mean, CK, who is my teacher and my guru in every way, actually sat in wherever his office in Michigan, Ann Arbor, and gave the whole world, not just the theory of core competence, the idea of competing for the future, the idea of fortune at the bottom of the pyramid. I mean, the man just did it repeatedly again and again and again. The idea of co-opting your consumers, the whole set of things. And then when you looked at Chidambaram, he was when he wasn't being the minister and he was out of power, he was just a damn good lawyer. And when he was stopped being a lawyer, he was a minister. But he was pretty much because of his individual stuff. And I went to Bhimsen's 70th birthday at that time, or 60, 70, and he said that, and he sang for himself. And he basically said that day from the podium that I've said to the Lord that the day I stop singing, please take me away. Once I had those three, and you know, and it's again serendipity. How did the three come? I don't know. You know, and
but the takeaway from each of their lives.
Yeah. So then I said, here are guys who don't really have any umbrellas, platforms, nothing, but they've basically given the world what they've given the world.
Like Sukhinder says, I guess it has to be a healthy combination of outside in and inside out. But as she says, you can't out-execute your way out of a bad strategy, whether it's your company or your own journey. Thank you for listening.